In this demo, we'll help Jessica set up milestones and entitlement processes for AW Computing. From Setup, click Customize, Entitlement Management, Milestones. Next, we'll create some basic and commonly used milestones: First Response, Suggest Workaround, and Resolution. Let's start with First Response. We'll enter the new milestone's name and description. We can create non-recurring or recurring milestones. The two types of recurring milestones are independent and sequential. We will select No Recurrence to create non-recurring milestones. We'll repeat the steps for creating the other two non-recurring milestones, Suggest Workaround and Resolution. Once we set up the milestones, we can create an entitlement process. This will be an entitlement process for Premier support cases that come in by phone or email, and will describe the process as support for Premier customers logging cases by phone or email. We'll select the active checkbox to enable the process, and we'll leave the criteria for cases to enter and exit this entitlement process as is. This means cases will enter the process based on case created date, and they'll exit the process based on when the case is closed. We'll save this new process. Now, we'll add the three milestones we created earlier to this process: First Response, Suggest Workaround, and Resolution. We'll click New on the Milestones related list. We'll select First Response from the Milestone Name pick list and assign it a trigger of 20 minutes. Note that we can define milestones differently for different entitlement processes. The order is 1 because this is the first milestone to process, and we'll set the criteria to case origin equal to either email or web, and case owner does not contain the word queue. This means that within 20 minutes, a call center agent needs to have taken ownership of this from the queue, or the milestone will be violated. We've specified that the origin is either email or web, because cases that come in through the phone are considered to meet the first response milestone anyway. Click Save. Now we'll add warning and violation actions to our workflow by clicking on the milestone name. If the milestone is successful, in other words, if a web or email case has been moved from a queue to a support rep, the case continues on to the next milestone. We won't add any other actions. We'll create a warning action. 10 minutes before the milestone is due, we'll send an email alert to the call center manager, alerting him or her that this case is coming close to a milestone.